Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Wednesday, June 22nd. Stocks are in the red this morning, so reversing the gains from yesterday, you have S&P futures down 65 points. That's 1.7%. NASDAQ futures are lagging down 225 points. That's about 2%. And then the Dow futures are off 450 points. That's about 1.5%. So 1.5% to 2% for U.S. equity futures in the red. The major European indices are trading down about the same percent, so 1.5 to 2%. Steep underperformance in your cyclical groups, so autos, industrials, basic resources, and energy. Mild outperformance in the traditional safe havens, so staples, utilities, telecom. And then Asia ended in the red across the board. The Hang Seng was down 2.5%. The Shanghai Comp fell 1%. Japan finished off fractionally. So pretty slow this morning as far as incremental news, kind of like Tuesday, where you had U.S. equities rally for no real clear apparent reason. A couple of items to note. So the recession forecasts are becoming, the volume of recession forecasts is increasing pretty dramatically. Forecasts are kind of contagious. So as one sell side firm or as one forecaster comes out with a recession forecast, you kind of tend to see a snowballing effect. So that snowballing effect is happening. Most forecasters now are talking about recessions, either imminently or into 2023. So that's being cited for one of the, that's one of the reasons most of the wires are citing, quote unquote, renewed economic growth concerns. So, that certainly, is very much present in the market, but nothing really happened overnight to justify an increased concern around that front. UK CPI, very high, but also in line with expectations on the headline. You actually had core undershoot forecasts by a modest amount. So I don't really consider that to be a big reason to sell stocks. I continue to think there's a very interesting price action happening on commodities. Crude is down 4% today. Brent is breaking down below $110. Natural gas in the U.S. continues to come for sale. Agricultural commodities continue to come for sale. Metal prices continue to come for sale. Now, a lot of this is growth concerns, anxiety around, reduced consumption going forward. So that certainly is a negative, but there also is a huge bright spot from what's happening in commodities, given that you're going to see this feed into inflation data. It is disinflationary, obviously, and that's going to make life easier for central bankers in the coming weeks and months. And then just remember, you're going to have this in the U.S., the inventory issue at retailers is going to lead to some aggressive price discounting in the coming weeks and months, really in July. And that's also going to feed into inflation figures. So, I still think oil kind of holds the key to a lot of things in this market. So the fact that oil prices continue to come for sale, I think that's a very important positive as far as changing the narrative around inflation. There were some reports. So Biden is due to come out today and call for a federal gas tax holiday. I think this is completely meaningless. It is a gimmick. It has to pass Congress, and there doesn't look to be enough support in Congress for it. And it also will have very minimal effect on as far as reducing prices. So this, I think, is completely irrelevant. I know it will get a lot of attention today, and people will cite it for the oil price slump. I do not think that it really has any role to play. I think more important is there are a lot of articles talking about how Russia continues to sell high volumes of oil, specifically to China and Iran. I'm sorry, to China and India, suggesting that Russia is really its crude supplies are not being removed from the global supply stock of oil. That's just something else to keep in mind when you kind of look at the supply demand dynamics. Obviously, there's a lot of anxiety around Russian oil supply and production of Russian oil as the war in Ukraine continues and Russia gets hit with incremental sanctions. But the country is still managing to sell high volumes of oil at higher prices. So, Russia is not necessarily being removed from the market as people maybe think. So I think that's another factor to just keep in mind when we look at oil prices coming for sale today. Still a lot of anxiety around Russian gas supplies into Europe. They've been gradually cutting them back over the last couple of days, really starting to last week. There's some renewed geopolitical tensions with Lithuania that happened yesterday. So that's, still very much an issue that needs to be resolved. But for me, kind of just zooming out, the commodity price drop and the potential for that to change the inflation narrative is a positive. And that to me is kind of the biggest macro development in the last, you know, called 72 hours or so. And that is essentially everything as far as news. Like I said, it's a pretty quiet morning. Nothing really all that interesting or important on the company specific front. And then for today, you have Powell giving his semi-annual testimony to the Senate. That's due to start at 9:30. He'll be speaking to the House tomorrow. I don't really think he'll have a dramatically different message from the post-meeting press conference that happened last week. You know, I think the Fed's watching inflation data just like the rest of us. You know, Powell last Wednesday at least sounded somewhat hesitant to do another 75 basis points. That's a July meeting. So to the extent he steers expectations today to 50 instead of 75, that perhaps is a mild positive. But, you know, I think his real message will be we're watching inflation. We are very confident in our ability to tackle inflation, and we have the will to tackle inflation. I think it's kind of just going to be very, very data dependent going forward from there. So I don't think you're going to see a big dramatic shift, but you're going to see obviously a lot of headlines around this testimony today. Nothing too important on the earnings front. You have another home builder that reports tonight, KB Homes. And that is pretty much everything for today, Wednesday, June 22nd. Thank you for listening.